We are at 9 o'clock, so I'd like to...
This conference will now be recorded.
Thank you, Jim. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Florida Building Commission's Educational Program Oversight Committee for March 31st, 2023, with a start time of 9 o'clock. With that, I'd like to just remind everybody of phone etiquette. If you're not speaking, please keep your phones on mute. And we will begin with our roll call. My name is Michael Bure. I'm the chair. Commissioner Brown, are you on?
I'm here.
Commissioner John?
I'm here.
Commissioner Langille?
I'm here.
And Commissioner Schiffer?
I'm on.
All right, thank you very much. We have a quorum also in attendance. We've got Michael Clark.
I'm here.
Michael, you? Thank you, sir. We have Jim Hammers.
Here.
We've got Mo Madani.
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning, Mo. We've got Justin Vogel.
Good morning. I'm on.
Good morning. And I see our chairman for the Building Commission, Jim Schock, is also in attendance. Is Thomas or Thomas Campbell, are you on?
Tom won't be able to make it this morning, so no, he's not here.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Did I miss any staff members? Okay. With that, we will move to agenda item number two, the review and approval of the meeting agenda. And with that, commissioners, we'll be looking for a motion for approval.
I make a motion. This is David John. I make a motion to approve.
Here for a second.
We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Thank you. The motion carries. All right, agenda item number three, the review and approval of the January 31st, 2023 meeting minutes that were posted, and I'm sure everybody's had a chance to review those.
I make a motion to approve. This is David John.
Brown seconds.
Thank you, commissioners. We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay, the to discuss the process for advanced code applications that do not meet the requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. Is that Michael, are you taking that, or is that Mo?
No, Commissioner Perez, I'm going to be covering that for Tom since he won't be here this morning. I'd be happy to pass on to the POC what Mr. Campbell told me. So pretty much the plan is moving forward with dealing with any courses that don't meet the requirements of the rule are going to be for the POC to continue to have the option to either deny it or to conditionally approve it. Basically, it doesn't seem to be a severe enough problem at the moment to warrant restructuring the entire intake and review process. So I would say that if there are minor issues that can be quickly rectified with the course, I would strongly recommend that the POC consider granting a conditional approval insofar as this would be in line with the department's general philosophy of trying to help people comply with the applicable legal requirements. Ultimately, it is the POC's decision, though, and if there's courses that are have substantial problems, then, of course, the POC should deny them. That would be entirely appropriate.
All right. Thank you, Justin. So just as a reminder, this was because we were receiving applications that weren't complete. And so we asked staff to go back and do some research on this. So with that, commissioners, are there any questions for Justin at this time? Okay, I'm hearing no questions. Justin,
sorry,
there's no
my microphone. Can I make a comment, please?
Yes, please. I was expecting you to. So thank you.
Okay. Justin, is there any way that if Michael has one item that's not checked off that needs to be reviewed, is there any way that he doesn't submit that to the POC until he has 100% review and approved? I mean, the last meeting there was a couple things that were checked, and I think it's a waste of our time on this committee if we know that the presentation isn't accepted by Michael. Why would we present it to us? Can we get that changed? I understand that you have to, but is there any way we can change that policy?
And the problem is that, well, we may have to. And so it's a sort of murky legal question whether or not the course approvals that this POC undertakes are licenses under Chapter 120. And so in sort of an abundance of caution, we have not been deferring these courses. We've been bringing them before the POC for action. And that's just to ensure that they're able to, getting a weird feedback on my end. Basically, just to ensure that there's as little grounds for legal challenge of the POC's actions as possible. There's the potential for doing that, but if it's just one item, then I would say you can deny it or you can conditionally approve it. That's what I would recommend.
Justin, the things that I've lately seen are very minor, and it's
yeah.
Not that I think that Michael should get the creditor to get corrected before it gets submitted to POC. So I'm wondering why we're letting like minor things get through and goes to us, and we voted conditionally accept when Michael could get it changed, corrected if it's minor, and it comes to us as an approved course from through Michael. The question is, why can't we do that? Why can't we put that in place?
Commissioner John, I believe that the issue is when the courses are actually reviewed by Mr. Clark and whether or not there would be sufficient time to get it back. That's what I understand from my conversations with Tom. And
that is the question, yes.
And so that would be kind of the restructuring of the intake and review process. So this is, I believe, the way it's been done for however long. I'm not really I don't understand all the details of why it is, I guess, quite the way it is, and what it would require to move it or make it so that it was earlier in the process. Those are conversations that Tom has had with Mr. Clark, and what Tom has told me, the easier way of handling it would be to either just deny the course because they are missing things that are required by the rule, or to conditionally approve it because frequently, as you noted, they are just very basic, usually minimal things that need to be corrected with the application.
And it's a nuisance to us on the POC, but the question then is why isn't it not the creditor's responsibility to have the checklist, and they submit the checklist to Michael? So I understand not delaying the acceptance of the course, but I don't understand. The checklist is pretty simple. I mean, the stuff we're missing are minor stuff, and it should be checked before it goes to Michael. The creditor should be the ones that do this checklist. I mean, why should Michael have to worry about the, if something's left off the checklist? The creditors, I think, are getting paid to do this, and we're not as the POC, we're volunteers. So why are you putting the burden on us to make sure when we know that there's a problem on the presentation?
Go
ahead. You can take it if you want, Mr. Clark. But.
Thanks, Justin. What I can do, Commissioner John, is I guess make a simpler checklist and make sure that all the accreditors have it, and if so, maybe keep a 15 to 30 minute conference call, mini training session to allow them to ask questions just to make sure we're all on the same page.
Well, Michael, that's great. I think if an accreditor's not doing this, then we should not have them as an accreditor. I mean, these people are getting paid to do this, And why are we letting them not submit a presentation when you know they're missing stuff and they're not, are they not aware of the rules?
Oh, no, they're aware. They've all been through it.
If they know the rules, then why are they submitting presentations that are not conforming to the rules? I don't get it. If that was, if this is a business, we would fire these people.
My only assumption is that it slips through the cracks. That they don't, they miss it.
Well, it's not slipping through the cracks because I think the last three or four meetings, every one of them had one presentation that didn't have all the things in it, right, Michael? It's not, it was happening continually. It's not
that,
a crack.
They
just weren't doing it. There was no consequence to them.
Well, there is a consequence if there's a conditional approval. A conditional approval is essentially a denial with a way out. And
right.
So they're not able to have approval of the course if the POC granted a conditional approval. And so, again, it comes down to sort of what, to some extent, what the goal of all, all this is, and also sort of what are, these requirements that they're complying with. And the goal typically is to get department's licensees into compliance with applicable statutes and rules, and that's somewhat, I feel, the same with these courses and some of the issues that are cropping up with them, where it seems to be like there's, a name or a title or a title slide that is missing, but most of the course otherwise seems to be all right. However, I mean, you're correct. The rule is what it is. The commission has passed that rule and through the correct rulemaking procedures, and so they do need to comply with the rule in order for the courses to be approved. And so, like I've said from the outset, the POC can certainly vote to deny the course because it doesn't meet the requirements. But as I've also said, if the requirement is, a minor one that could be remedied in 5 minutes, then it might be annoying that they have missed this particular, minor point, but it doesn't have to be fatal to the course. If you choose to make it that way, that it can be, and we can continue shaking our finger at them. I understand it's frustrating to that it's missing something that's not even very substantive, and it's just administrative. Just get it right. I understand your frustration.
If Michael reviews with the creditors to check the list, and then Michael gets a checklist, a course that has all the check marks on the checklist, that's what I'm looking for. I'm not saying to deny them, but I'm trying to get the course to the POC where we know that everything's included, because you're wasting the POC's time when we review a course that we know is going to be sent, have to be reviewed, right? So all I'm saying is, if he does what he said he's going to do, I'm okay with that. Just I'm trying to find a way to get these courses approved faster, and we would do that if the course comes to the POC with already meeting all the rules.
So let me just jump in for a second. So it sounds like the recommendation from staff is that we maintain what we have been doing. If they're minor items, then we can review, conditionally approve. If they're major items, then we deny, and that's what we've been doing. And if Mr. Clark is going to offer a kind of a crash course on how to put this together with a condensed checklist, then I think that we're meeting the goal here. I don't know if we need to beat this up too much more, other than to say that if creditors are submitting packages that are not complete, and it's a habitual problem for their dramatic items. Somebody's got road noise on. Can you please mute your phone? Somebody's got road noise. Thank you so much. If it becomes habitual, then obviously we have the ability to deny until they conform, which is the POC's authority. So with that, Commissioner John, does that answer your concern?
Yeah, I think Michael explained that he'll do some education, and I would encourage him to make sure that the creditors know they need to check that form before they submit it to him. So, yes, I'm happy with that. Thank you.
Perfect. Okay. Any other commissioners, any other comments? Okay. Justin, thank you for that update, and Mr. Clark for jumping in and helping to clarify. With that, let's move to agenda item number 5, pending a creditor applications for recommendation to the commission. The educational POC did not receive for consideration any creditor applications or administratively approved updated courses. Agenda item number 6. We'll start with the advanced Florida Building Code. Let's see. I'm having a hard time seeing this now. It's course number 1124, a guide to fire resistance and fire protection. Mr. Clark, could you walk us through this?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The course title is Advanced FBC, 7th edition 2020, Five Walls of the FBC, a guide to fire resistance and fire protection. The provider is AIA Florida. The accreditor is JC Code Construction Consultants, Inc. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that provides a working knowledge of the five walls of the FBC. Attendees will learn the prescriptive differences between wall ratings, fire resistance, opening protective ratings, fire protection, and how each perform in passive redundant systems. Attendees will understand the use of each wall, its opening protectives, and applications within the framework of code compliance. Also, test criteria for fire resistance and opening protection will be illustrated and explained. Mr. Chair, as a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Clark?
This is Schiffer. Isn't this the exact same course we approved for online?
Yes, it is.
Okay, thank you.
All right, hearing no further questions, we'll open public comment at this time. Hearing no public comment, we'll close it, and we'll look for a motion from the commissioners.
Schiffer will move to approve it.
We have a
John,
first
and a second.
Okay, thank you. We have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. The motion carries. Thank you. Mr. Clark, will you take us through the second one?
Course number 1125.0. The title is Advanced Electrical 6th Edition. Provider is Education Pathways. Accreditor is Bill Dunbaugh. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour online course that introduces the state of Florida's Advanced Electrical Codes, 6th edition. Participants in the class will recognize the importance of building code regulations. They will recall the types of codes that apply, and they will review the details of Chapter 42 of the Florida Electrical Code. After administrative review of this course, it was found that a reference to the 7th edition of the building code should be removed from course description on page 2. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the Ed POC could motion to instead conditionally approve this course, subject to removing the reference to the 7th edition of the building code from the course description on page 2.
Mr. Clark, just a quick question. Does it also reference the 6th edition and other elements? Because I that's one thing I didn't check.
Okay. Through I sent a note out with the email about this course. The provider is asking the Ed POC to approve this course as part of the 6th edition Florida Building Code.
Correct.
It was accredited as part of the 6th edition. The decision was made when putting the 7th edition together to not use Chapter 42 anymore and instead adopt and follow the NEC. My understanding is that no changes have occurred with swimming pool electrical construction in the NEC. I spoke with the provider, and he feels he has an audience for this course. So the course is based on the 6th edition and should stay the 6th edition throughout the course.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Mr. Clark. Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Clark? Hearing none, we'll open public comment. All right, we'll close public comment, and we'll look for a motion from the commissioners.
Brown moves conditional approval.
Schiffer will second.
All right, we have a first and a second. Thank you, commissioners. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All those opposed, same sign. All right, motion carries. Thank you. All right, we have no pending administratively approved updated courses for recommendation to the commission. We have no pending administratively approved self-affirmed updated courses for recommendation to the commission. And so we are at agenda item number 10, and that is our educational administrator's activity report. Mr. Clark.
The education administrator's activity report contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the administrator from January 18, 2023 through March 19, 2023, including staffing the ad hoc meeting and handling inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the Florida Building Commission's education program. Also included is the training funding information for 2022-2023, which is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida. And within this information, it includes eligibility requirements. Mr. Chair, if there are no questions, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report as part of the March 31st Ed Hoc agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Clark. Commissioners, any questions for Mr. Clark? Okay. Agenda item number 11, other POC business. Anything from staff or the commissioners? Okay, hearing none, we'll move to agenda item 12. We'll open public comment.
Mike, Jim Schock here.
Yes, sir.
Was no action taken on that electrical meeting, the electrical course?
Yes, sir. The electrical course that referenced the sixth edition was approved. It was approved. It was conditionally approved. Excuse me.
Okay, that's fine. I just stepped out for a minute.
Yes, sir. No problem. Okay, if there's no other public comment, we'll close public comment, and we'll open up POC member and staff comments. Okay, we'll close that. Mo, this is the quietest I think I've ever heard you. All right, I wanted to take a minute and thank the commissioners for taking the time to review these courses and, you know, provide feedback continually. We have a great group. Also want to take a moment and just thank staff, Mr. Clark, and of course Jim Hammers for setting up our meeting, and then Justin for, you know, giving us a great update there. So staff, just want to thank everybody for all your hard work. And with that, if there's no further business, we are adjourned.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Good chair.